door. With the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance. Of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the dawn. The Cody Martin Show.
Oh yeah. Y'all already know what time it is. The moment that you've been waiting for. The one that you've been waiting to hear. The one that caused the call, that caused this thing. Put your hands together for the baddest bitch in hell to lose. Dawn Nicole Young!
Catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Dawn Nicole Young Show from Block Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Or GeorgiaDeGasso.com.
WGAG Radio.
Okay, I would love to talk to someone from that time. You know, because that's a... That...
You know. It's like that, being the baddest bitch in El Cajon. And sometimes, just because you're the baddest bitch in the El Cajon, you might just want to masturbate to the aftermath.
I do a cool tackle, that's why I don't be by more of El Cajon. I need a fee, I should show El Cajon. Why cool, I should isn't fee. And new Farouk, I'm show El Cajon. Why El Cajon isn't Farouk, I'm show me. Ania Wahid Ma'a El Cologne. Wa El Cologne Hindu Wahid Ma'ani. Ania Kilu and Jihu Kama Farugan Shil El Cologne. Waku Kama Farugan. Ani Akilu Akwenu Kul Dik Ani Akfidu Fi El Cologne. Kama Kafiza Izu Via Amadu Fi El Cologne. Ania Kabaha Wahud El Cologne Izu Ania. El Cologne Yakilu Ani Akilu. El Cologne Yatnalu, Annie, Admiral.
I was just listening to a guy who said that he was visited by what he said was the archangel Gabriel, and then he described the angel as a she. He said she.
What guy said that?
This guy named Gano Grills. He's a...
Okay. Rihanna says this. I'm sorry, Princess Empress says, if I remember hearing correctly, I overheard you saying they were genderless at one point. I thought differently before I heard you mention that. I read that they were all made previously. Yeah, but on the realm of Malakut, that's on this side, honey. You know what I'm saying? Malakut, yeah, they're all. But it just goes to show that they are. Male and female on the plane of Malakut. You know what I'm saying? On them planes, they are male and female. Prior to hydrogen and all of that and all the different planes, such as the material plane, the plane of force, the spiritual plane, and the plane of Malakut, and all the other seven planes, the doorway to hell, before that is when you get to ether. Etherians, there are no gender. But when they get to this side, right, from ether, when they get to this side, they take on an atomic mass and a matter form. That's why it was explained to us that the beings on Malakut is as physical as you are. So to say as physical as you are is to know that they are male and females. But Etherians, you know what I'm saying, Etherians, they personify in male and female form. On this side of hydrogen, once they come from this, once they get from the other side of hydrogen onto this side of hydrogen, they personify as solid. If that helps. Okay, back to the whole Gabriel shit. Atum.
Okay.
And he describes
yeah.
Gabriel as a she. Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah. So, and that was that. You know, nobody got into it. He just kept rolling. You know, with what he was saying, and you know, it didn't have no adverse effect on me, but a couple of other people. You know, of course, they're like, man, Gabriel's masculine. And I'm like, well, why don't you just ask your brother what he means by that? Why don't you ask
him?
Well, no,
it's quite simple what he means by that. Because even the Caucasian showed you that the angel Gabriel in Constantine was a female, yes or no?
Okay, I didn't see that. Okay, cool.
Well, anybody seen Constantine? That angel Gabriel was a female. Now, the only thing that slipped people up is that people don't understand that seats changes. Depending on who is initiated, who's been tested and tried and proven worthy to take that seat. Gabriel is simply a title and a seat. You know what I'm saying? All the so-called angels, those are not their fucking real names. You know what I'm saying? Like Gabriel, the Gabriel that you know, the real name is Nusku, and it was Nusku was after the order of Zodok and was initiated in the order of Gabriel, and Nusku is the one that took the seat of Gabriel. That's why when you'll find in the Holy Tablets, he'll say Nusku, who is the angel Gabriel. That Nusku took the seat of that angelic being as Gabriel. Okay, the same way we know you as Atun, but if you once you initiated into the order of Zodok and tested and tried, and you take one of the seats, and you know what I'm saying, as let's say Matarun.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we will just be like Atun, who is Matarun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But these seats and these, the 20, I don't know why they think that the same angelic being holds this seat for eternity. And that's not it. The seats changes. You know what I'm saying? That's why you'll also find that each Anunnaki or Elohim is assigned to a human being. You know what I'm saying? Once the 24 elders, take the seat, once they all, you know, like all 24, they are assigned to a human being to raise them up, test them, and try them, and prove them worthy to take the next seat, to take their seat. It's called successorship, caliphate.
That's it.
Yeah, so it wouldn't surprise me that the angelic being that occupies the seat of Gabriel now is a woman or a female that took the seat of Gabriel and took the title and the seat and the position as the angelic being Gabriel.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
My response was, that's who he said he saw, then that I'm going with what he said, man. You know?
Yeah.
It
wouldn't surprise me. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as y'all make it seem like it's impossible for women to be tested and tried and tested and tried and proven worthy to take one of the seats. You know what I'm saying? That's not impossible. For a long time, certain men was inducted into the order of Zadok, and women. You understand? But it appears that the 24 elders that we had at that time, the images and the pictures that he shows us of 24 elders, absolutely, they were all males. But that was a long time ago. That was a very long time ago. So we don't know who is occupying or what gender is occupying the seats of the 24 elders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What human being has been tested and tried and proven worthy to actually take the seat of Gabriel or Israel or, you know what I'm saying, Sananda or Yanun or, you know what I'm saying, all the rest of them, Uriel.
Yeah, yeah.
Takael, Zolza. We don't know.
Speak.
Huh?
Yeah. As we speak. Yeah.
Yeah, as we speak, because there's a new administration, honey, headed by the Nineteenth Council.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, never know. You just never know. But, you know, because, you know, this ain't the second time I heard that the angel Gabriel is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't the second time. I heard this about 3 or 4, 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and for homeboy to say that that's what he saw, then that's what it is. That basically confirms it. Because, you know, like I said, man, when they did Constantine, when I first saw it, I think I was in my 20s. I don't know how old that shit is. I think it was like came out in the early year 2000. And when I saw that shit, I said, damn, that's deep. The angel Gabrielle is a fucking female. Mm-hmm. In this movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, something has changed. Something has changed. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, something has changed. And we talk about this all the time, that Ad-Hadat is the one that sits on the seventh plane, the seven to the seven power of seven. Ad-Hadat, that's a woman. And Hua is possessed. Yeah, and she's possessed by Hua. See how this shit work?
Mm-hmm. So she got another name, is Ad-Hadat?
Ad-Hadat. No, she ain't got no other name. That's her goddamn name.
Okay.
I mean, you can call her God if you like. You can call her Allah if you like. You can call her Elyon Elyon El if you like. You can call her Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala if you like. You can call her goddamn Jehovah, Yahweh. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But you can call her Anu too. Shit. But that's her. She's at the seventh to the seventh plane to the seventh power of seven. That's where she sits. And she's possessed by Hua. You got the rebuttal to the slanderers?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good. Go grab it real quick. Go to page 198, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I got it. I got it in, on the computer, so I got to look for it.
Oh, that's good. It's on the computer. So go to your goddamn computer and then put in search, rebuttal to the slanderers, or slanderer, or however you put it, and it should pop up. I looked at that book today at home. I said, man, I should bring it. And then some said, nah, somebody on the show going to have it.
Yep.
And you'll hear that shit. You got it, Balat? God damn it. Please call in, Alat. Please. Thank you. God damn, they said somebody on the show got that shit. Adat. I mean, I'm calling her Adat. You Adat too, Balat. Balat is Adat. Adat is Balat. She stepped on the mat. Said, I am Adat. In the hat. Balat, call in for me real quick, baby. Let's get this shit popping. That right, shouting. I'm going to do this shit once and for all for you motherfuckers, okay? That's why I said it wouldn't surprise me. And remember now the interesting thing is, though, iTunes, Dr. York said the first man that put the woman in position would be in power. Think about that. Do you remember him saying that shit?
No.
The first man to put the woman in position, put the woman in power, will inherit power.
Hey, Don, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, sweetheart. It's good to hear your voice.
Same year. All right, I got it.
So wait. With that being said, y'all know the crackers are snatching up all goddamn black women, as many black women as they can, so they can inherit power. Y'all peep that shit? They snatching up these bitches. Yeah, he said the first man. He didn't say you niggas. He said the first Nubian man, the first black man, the first whatever. He said the first man to do that shit will inherit more power. To put the woman in power, he will inherit more power. Notice that the crackers are snatching up black bitches. Thus, Howard Stern is coming for me. Come on in, Black 198. Give me a mic check, and I'm gonna take that motherfucker by the hand. I swear to God. I swear to white God. I'm gonna say, cause I know that nigga. He already know that bitch right here. This hoe right here. This is the one right here. Thus, he can go into the etheric plane and enjoy the rest of his life.
Okay, page 198. It starts off with the Nubian Creed. Allah is in man. Is that
okay,
it?
Yes, let's start there. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I think that's it. Because it's a paragraph right underneath it. Where he, do you see the paragraph underneath all that? And it says, Adat. Are you on the left page? The left side is 198 on the left side?
No, 197 is on the left side.
Okay, well, shout it. I have a photographic memory. So it is on the left side of the goddamn book.
Okay, so 198.
Okay, so... So, wait a minute, 198. What is it? Oh, okay, 198. And you're on page 198?
Yes.
Okay. And the next page is 199?
Hold on.
The next page, 199?
Yes, it is.
Okay, okay, well, hold your hand on that page 198, and let's go back to one, wait a minute, 198. What page you on, 189 or 198?
198. You want me to go to 189?
Yes, that's where it's at. It's 189. I'm dyslexic. It's 189, and you now 189 should be on the left side of the page.
It is?
Okay, Don is good, okay. But I thought I got a photographic memory, man. My shit is on flip. That's why a nigga can't lie to me. Nigga, I saw you. I saw you at 5 o'clock on my watch. I had on my wrist. I was wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. And you was standing on the corner of Duval Street and can't get it right on a Thursday at goddamn 5 o'clock, motherfucker. And you was wearing a goddamn white tee and some baggy goddamn pants, motherfucker, and some Reeboks that day. Red Reeboks. Fuck out of here. I see you. Okay, 198. 189. Let's go.
Okay. The Nubian Creed, Allah pulsates and vibrates. In this section, Mr. Phillips, it exceeds your comprehension. You claim to understand Allah and his attributes, but you obviously haven't sought out how Allah began the source of his creation. You stated on page 29 that Isa describes God as pulsating and vibrating. All things are created in tones of octaves of energy and of vibration, just as there are octaves of musical notes. There are also octaves of tones. Between the fourth and 15th octaves, the normal ear can hear sounds. The one whose heart and mind is open can sometimes hear up to the 19th octave. Between the 25th and the 35th octave, heat is then generated. The 49th octave produces light. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 72nd and the 84th octave level. Between the cosmic rays, octaves lie, which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound.
Let's stop right there, real quick. Now, I just want to make a point, real quick, which has nothing to do with what the fuck I'm about to say, but I'm about to say it any fucking way. Rewind that back about the cosmic rays, and then I'll tell y'all something.
Okay. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 72nd and the 84th octave level. Beyond the cosmic rays, octaves lie, which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound Hua.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, now is that the second? How many times cosmic rays was mentioned? Because I only caught it twice. Is it mentioned prior to that?
I'm looking.
Okay, fine. Okay. Now y'all know that there's two types of situations going on. One is cosmic rays, and the other one is electric power. Y'all familiar with those two? In between the cosmic rays and electric power. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what cosmic rays are, right? Like X-rays, ultraviolet rays, and shit like that, rays, okay, gamma rays and all of that. The other one is electric power. That comes from your television waves, radio waves, and all the rest of the goddamn shit, microwaves and blah, 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 okay? I just want to show you that. Anyway, back to the cosmic rays. Now, it is said earlier this week or last week that the extraterrestrials that live in the center of the earth, an article came out too, follow me closely, said that the aliens or the extraterrestrials are able to live off of the cosmic rays.
Okay.
Live and survive off of it now, okay? Hmm. Which means that there is a serious shift. Prior to that, they must have been living off of the electric power, like your waves, your radio waves, your television waves, your microwaves, and I can't remember what all the other waves are.
X-rays?
Huh?
Would it be
X-rays? Those are rays, honey, not waves.
Oh, rays.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay? But electric, cosmic rays are all that, ultraviolet rays, gamma rays, X-rays, and goddamn, I think infrared or some old shit, infrared rays or some old goddamn shit like that. So now they're able to live off of straight cosmic rays. Even the extraterrestrials in the center of the planet Earth and some that come and come up to the surface are able to live off just the goddamn cosmic rays. That's powerful, ain't it?
Very.
Wow. And the article said they can survive off of that shit. And now that's interesting because they're telling you motherfuckers that you won't be able to survive with the ultraviolet rays.
Yeah.
But because of the electromagnetic grid and the electromagnetic field that's going on, and with the electron, proton, electron that your cells are transforming into, you're able to live off of ultraviolet rays.
Hmm.
All the cosmic rays. Okay? Anyway, let's get to Hua. Go back to that last statement about Hua and the cosmic rays. Listen closely now.
Beyond the cosmic rays, octaves lie, which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound Hua. This is the pure green light of energy, the source, which represents the names of Allah and coincides with the 99 elements. Your Arabic word for cosmos is exist, and it has in parentheses B. All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the name of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body. And nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Ad-Da'at.
Stop right there. Say that again and say it with your chest for these slow-ass motherfuckers. Rewind that part.
Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light, An-Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body. An-Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Ad-Da'at.
Ad-Da'at. Okay, it's the manifestation of what? What is Ad-Da'at? The manifestation of what, Balat?
The essence of Allah.
The essence of Allah. Stop right there. Now, the essence, which means would be in Allah, right? That which is in Allah, right? That which is in Allah is Ad-Da'at, right?
Right.
Okay. Or the essence is basically, we can say, the genetic makeup of Allah is Ad-Da'at. Now, my question is, what is Ad-Da'at? Keep reading. Or who is Ad-Da'at? Keep reading. Watch this.
Okay. This essence signifies that he is what he is. Ad-Da'at are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Stop right there. What the fuck is it again?
Ad-Da'at are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Now stop. Now, there is a thing called pre-creation. Anything that's pre-creation has already existed. You understand? That which already exists, and that is Ad-Da'at. And what is Ad-Da'at again? The feminine what?
All things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Kun, Kaun. Let's go. Tell me more about this feminine chick.
Adat is possessed by the who?
Stop! She's possessed by who?
The who. D-H-U-W, which is masculine.
She's possessed by what? Spell it.
D-H-U-W, the who.
Duh.
Which
duh.
Is masculine. Duh.
Duh. Possessed by duh. And who is duh? He gonna tell your
masculine.
Ass in a minute.
Duh is hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul.
Stop!
This is...
Stop! Break it down. Hammer time.
Hammer time.
Stop! Bring it back. Bring it back. Go back to Adat again. Get it in your head.
Adat is possessed by Du, which is masculine.
Which is masculine.
Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit with personality or I.
I'm.
Hua, I'm.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hua is which is he and which is and. Together, they mean he and whatever else.
And whatever else. That mouth, he and whatever else, duh, or Hua, is possessing Adat.
Adat.
Okay, let's go back to the law. Let's take it slow again. Balat on the Adat. Take it back to Allah, though. This is very important.
Okay.
Take it back to the Allah part about that Allah shit.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, let's rewind it one
okay.
more time. Let's get it in our heads, you worshipers.
All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source, Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart.
Wait a minute. Talk about this man mentioning something about the light or Allah and something about his heart. Rewind that part back.
Okay, you want me to go back to the top with Philip's question?
No, I want you to go back to the man mentioning Allah with his tongue and his heart.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur.
What does that mean? What is he saying there?
That you just can't say the words. You have to feel them. They have to come from your heart.
Right. So rewind it back to that sentence right before that part of the tongue and the heart and all of that.
Okay. All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source, Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and Nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body. And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat. Essence signifies that he is what he is. Adat are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity. Adat is possessed by Du, which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit with personality or I. Hua is, which is he, and which is and. Together, they mean he and whatever else. This is called Kutbayat, also known as the Ayin principle.
The Ayin principle.
The eye of the heart is the Kut, the axis, which is symbolic of two hearts.
Okay.
Hmm.
Where do we go from here?
You want to keep going, but I had a question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Adat is possessed by Du,
Hua,
which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. Okay, I'm not grasping that right now. Maybe it'll take a minute.
Okay, well, first, let's go back then. Let's go back to when he first explains to Bilal Phillips about the vibration of Allah and the pulsation of Allah in order to get it.
Okay. So he said, Bilal said, Issa describes God as pulsating and vibrating. All things are created in tones of octaves of energy and of vibration. Just as there are octaves of musical notes, there are also octaves of tones. Between the fourth and 15th octaves, the normal ear can hear sound. The one whose heart and mind is open can sometimes hear up to the 19th octave.
The 19th octave, you know what that means, right? Whose ears and hearts are open? You know the 19th octave, right? In other words, most people can only hear what the fuck is right in their ear.
Right
in there. They can't hear distance.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They can probably hear outside, you know what I'm saying, if they in the house, okay? but they can't hear the traffic 2 miles from the house. They can't hear horn blow. See, we can hear that dog barking right now, right?
Dog barking.
But that dog is probably either in goddamn Milledgeville, Georgia, or goddamn what that crazy nigga name, Antichrist in Philadelphia. So we just heard that dog barking. That would be considered like distance in octaves from 19 or on into 72 to 84 octaves, like far. Like sometimes you can hear far.
Right.
And sometimes you can't. Like, as I explain this, there are times where you hear a song in your head. You think it's in your head. No, somebody is playing that song because sound travels. And that person could have been playing that song in another state, and you can hear it. And all of a sudden, you got that song in your head. It came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Songs just don't pop up like that. Sound travels.
Okay, got it.
Okay, that's your 87, 72. Okay, where we at? 18th octave? Let's go.
Okay, between the 25th and the 35th octaves, heat is then generated. The 49th octave produces light. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 72nd and the 84th level.
Okay, what octave produce light? At what number again? This is very important because we're about to get into the north.
Okay, cosmic rays manifest when
energy... No, that's not what I asked. What octave produce light?
Oh, I'm sorry. The 49th octave.
The 49th octave, because once it at one point it produced heat. And then on to the 49th octave, it starts to produce light, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, now at the 49th octave, what happens?
Cosmic rays manifest.
There we go.
Okay.
Now you enter cosmic rays. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cosmic rays manifest when energy increases between the 74th and the 84th octave level. Beyond the cosmic rays, octaves lie, which produce emotional and mental waves up to the sound hua. This is the pure green light of energy, the source which represents the name of Allah and coincides with the 99 elements. Your Arabic word for cosmos is exist, be. Okay, so it's really no such thing as feelings in the way we interpret them. It's really just octave levels or energy and things of that nature that we are experiencing, but we're calling them feelings.
Well, feelings is a sense. It works on your senses.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Taste, hear, touch, feel, that type of shit. So most people operate on the sense of feelings, on what they feel. And all of that is based on vibration.
Okay. Maybe
you know what I'm saying? Goes right back to the octaves. Uh-huh.
Okay. Huh. Understood. Okay. All things are created in tones and octaves of energy and vibration from the source, Hua, as I said before. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light, and Nur, which enters the heart.
Now stop now. You see that? Did you peep that? He will not be what?
Given the light.
And where is the light at on the octave?
The light is at the 49th octave.
At the 49th octave, which means that's why he always say you want to speed up your vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah. In order to get to that light, it don't matter whether you confess with your tongue or not, Allah, 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 or the 99 attributes of Allah, it doesn't matter. But you will have to speed up to that vibration to even get to the 49th octave where you can receive the light.
Mm.
That means you will have to heat up first.
You got to heat up.
Yeah, you got to heat up. Let's go. Okay, let's go back to the part, unless the man, blah, 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 he will not receive the light.
Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light.
It doesn't matter, because where he vibrates at, where his tones at, tones and vibration are based upon octaves levels. So it doesn't matter what the fuck a motherfucker say. If his tones is not reaching the octave of 49th and his vibratory level is not vibrating at the 49th, he still won't receive the light.
Okay.
He can't get to the electric power, to the cosmic rays side. That's where the cosmic rays kick in at.
Right.
Right? At what level does the cosmic rays kick in at on the octave?
They manifest between the 72nd and the 84th octave level.
Right, and a nigga got to get to the 49th first.
Just to get the light. Yep.
Just to get the light and then to travel on to the next octave of the what? The 84th?
For the cosmic rays, the 70, between the 72nd and the 84th octave level.
Yes, and absolutely. Uh-huh. And what else?
Okay. Okay.
Go back to the nigga can't get that light.
Okay. And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light and nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body.
You see that? Because that light is electrifying. So it starts to change the body and the heart, change the cells all the way down to the cellular level. That light will come in and change his whole composition, transform him into a whole light being. You ain't got no choice but to be transformed at that point, motherfucker, if you can reach the 49th octave. What's next?
Wow. Okay. And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat.
The essence of Allah, which is called Adat. That's strong, ain't it?
Yes.
Say that part one more time.
And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat.
The manifestation, Nur. Is that what he's saying? Nur.
Yes.
The light.
And Nur. Yes.
Yeah. The light. Or this light. This light is the manifestation of Allah, right? It's the
yes.
essence of Allah, which
the
is the manifestation of Ad-Hadat. What did it say? What the fuck did it say?
And Nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat. This essence signifies that he is what he is. Adat are the things.
Yeah, so when
which
a motherfucker gets to the point of Allah, notice that how he switched from he into Allah. See, Allah is not goddamn Allah. Allah raised up, a man or a female raised up to become Allah by reaching the 49th octave on up to the 72nd octave to the 84 to become Allah. Where at that point he reached the essence. He gets the essence at this point. Do you see how this shit go?
Do you
understand the steps that it takes to even be in Allah or to be called in Allah? Go back. Let's rewind it back to where homeboy has to be able to get there first, because this is where you become Allah.
And unless one mentions the names of Allah with his tongue and his heart, he will not be given the light, and nur, which enters the heart and then is absorbed and dispersed to the rest of the body.
You see,
and nur is,
man has to be transformed first at the 49th octave to even become this that coming up next, Allah.
Right.
Let's go.
And nur is the manifestation of the essence of Allah, which is called Adat. This essence signifies that he is what he is. Adat are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity. Adat is possessed by Du, which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit and personality, or I. Hua is, which is he, and which is an. Together they mean he and whatever else.
And whatever else.
This is called, I'm sorry.
And once you get to the 84th or 72 on to the 84th or whatever around that, you become Allah. And at that point, the essence, the light is the manifestation of the essence of Allah. And that essence is Ad-Hadat.
Yes.
You see?
I get it.
But what happens there? That motherfucker gets the spirit and the soul.
And the soul, yep.
You see how this shit work? Go back to the right before the part, before the spirit and the soul pops up, whoever reached this level.
Okay. Adat is possessed by Du, which is masculine. Du is Hua, which is he. Hua is the presentation in the spirit from which comes the soul. This is the spirit with personality, or I. Hua is which is he and which is an. Together they mean he and whatever else. This is called Qutbiyat, also known as the Ayin principle. The eye of the heart is the Qut, the axis, which is symbolic of two hearts. One, the heart which we know that expresses our sentiments and passions. Two, the inner heart, which is by far greater. It is an inverted heart that points back to Allah. Between it and the physical heart swings the pendulum of existence, surrounded by the 99 elements and the 99 names of Allah. El-Kut represents the chain reaction from the spark, which started the process of the spirit changing to the soul.
That's how you become a living soul and not just a living spirit. Once you get there. Rewind that part right back again about Equip.
El-Kut represents the chain reaction from the spark, which started the process of the spirit changing to the soul. This was and is the life, which becomes the link of the etheric tie. Thus, El Kut represents the umbilical cord to He. This is why so many Sufis stay in constant dhikr to Allah. This is one of the Sufi chants. O He who is, O He who is, O He whom no one knows what himself is, save himself. The Sufi knows that to praise Allah and worship will illuminate his spirit and help him to communicate with his inner senses. These are the things that you have no knowledge of, Bilal. This is why you question my teachings.
All right. Then why you question my teachings?
Okay, and then it goes on to another question.
Okay, we can stop there for 1 second, though. Anybody got any? I heard you say, Atun.
Was
that you?
Yeah, Antichrist.
Oh, Antichrist. I should have known the devil would say, Okay. why you say, Antichrist?
It was just kind of profound. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening. I'm like, okay. I'm at the same time, I'm trying to understand what that meant. So I'm just analyzing it.
Right, absolutely. Okay, so you're trying to make sense of it or understand it. That's why I like to go over it over and over again. Basically,
yeah.
We are not supposed to stay the same. When people say whatever you do, don't change, you are supposed to change. Because the only way you will actually be Allah is that you have to raise up your vibrations. See, monotheistic gives us one God. Monotheistic religions is one God, right? But there are many Allahs, because we know that God is a plural word, more than one. So in order to raise your vibration, you can tell that the Sufis, as he mentioned, don't want to goddamn be a man in the order of Sufi their whole fucking life. They want to raise up to the 49th octave and receive the goddamn light to move on to the 72nd octave, to the 84th, to become Allah. Remember, the saying is, no man is greater than Allah.
I'm with you. Okay, I'm feeling that.
So you ain't nothing until you become Allah.
That's right. I'm feeling that.
You ain't shit.
Yeah,
you then, at that point, inherit the 99 elements or the 99 names of Allah. Plus one. Absolutely. And the light nor possess your body. However, only Allah knows that the essence of Allah is the feminine, that which existed since eternity. And that Ad-Hadat is possessed by Hua. So when they say Allah or Hua, he who is who he is, they've just reached Ad-Hadat. Because that's the only way they can possess it. That's the only way they can become Allah. And he is in her, as it is said. He possess her. He possessed Ad-Hadat, duh, or Hua. Strong, ain't it?
Yes.
That's powerful. That's why he starts off with saying, exist, right?
Right.
Kun fa kun, exist.
Right.
Be. The only way that you can speak something into existence like that, unless you are Allah. You just speak that shit and it happens. It exists. Because now it is wrapped by Ad-Hadat, who is possessed with Hua. Be, and it will be. That's strong, ain't it?
Yes. Real strong. Wow.
Which is the feminine what? It's the feminine what? What the fuck that is? The feminine of what?
Hold on 1 second. Okay, Adat are the things which are feminine, whatever they be, that had existed from eternity.
Whatever they may be that have existed from eternity.
Pre-creation, like you mentioned before.
Pre-creation. Pre-creation, which means it already was here. It already existed. In order for you to create something, you have to take something that has already been here to create it. And that's the feminine. Ad-Hadat are the things which are feminine, that's been here or existed from eternity. That's strong right there, ain't it?
That's strong. Oh, yeah.
How did we end up getting on this? Oh, I know how we got on this topic. Because like I said, it wouldn't surprise me that the 24 elders, be it all 24 or be it six of them or be it one of them, would take the seat as a female.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I understand the initiation process. Because everybody is tested and tried and tested and tried it. Now let me explain why I say everybody. Because the 24 elders does not stand on one foot.
Right.
They ain't using one side of their fucking brain. Like, let me goddamn initiate nothing other than men. They ain't fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They ain't about my brother's keepers. They gotta make sure they cover all sides, all angles, if they are angels. They don't just use one hand, they use both hands. That's why all of them is tested, male and female. Is tested and tried and tested and tried. And whoever is proven worthy at that point, they take the seat of one of the 24 elders. Male or female, it doesn't matter.
It's been going on. People have been getting killed all the time. That's nothing new.
But I'm asking you one question. If you don't face the fact of reality that something bad is getting ready to happen, something is real bad getting ready to take place, something is going to happen very soon, you know, we're living in that thunder.
Yes, Lord.
Look, fam, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Trap. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying fat.
Listen, man, it's not bad shit that's going to happen. I don't understand why people don't get into the science of the plane of force, the laws of attraction. These things are happening because there are beings that vibrate on a very low vibratory level, frequency, where they are magnetizing misfortune to them. You know what I'm saying? Because they are controlled by the plane of force on a very low vibratory frequency, and they refuse to raise up. They refuse to look at the handwriting on the wall in their own life, in their own house, in their own community.
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying fact.
If in fact, when there is death, there can be no life. Look at Chicago. There was motherfuckers, 20 motherfuckers dying every fucking week. And people were still there waiting to die next. They don't know when to pick up and go. And all of them say they are Christians. And all of them know about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. So even this is your God at work destroying them motherfuckers. Can I find one good person and I will save this city? So everybody is waiting until they the next motherfucker to get a gun in their goddamn head. So what is wrong with the people today? He said people just don't think. That's all. They don't think.
Thank you, Dad.
They don't think until it happens to them. The same thing, and my dad got a testimony. He lived in a bad fucking neighborhood, hearing everything about what's going on in it. My mom had a bullet shot right through her fucking wall when she was laying in the bed. Something told her to get up. The bullet hit the damn pillow.
Man, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Scram. Big booty bitch, and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying fat.
Even when I lived there, it was two bodies found in a trunk in that car when I stayed there. And they still stayed. They still stayed after all of that. My father and my mom's house got doors, got kicked in. They got robbed. His gun was taken. They still stayed. The only reason why they are not there now, because 2-3 months ago, my father was held by gunpoint by 3 men, laid him out, made him roll underneath a fucking truck, and they steal the car, steal every goddamn thing, and now they finally moved out. Then they said, oh, it's time to go. Oh, it's time to go. So they watch. They don't follow the dominoes. This is what happens. This is what happens in Chicago. This is what happens every day. In my life, when I stayed with that man I was married to from 20 to 25 years, the neighborhood started to get bad. My car was broken into several fucking times. A friend of mine's body is found behind of a goddamn dumpster. And I begged that nigga that I have 2 children by. We got to get the fuck out of here. There's some handwriting on the wall before it happens to us. But I don't control the money. I don't control 8 hours a day working. I don't control. I don't have no fucking power when it's time to fucking move, where we can just get up and go and just count the money and buy a place that's safer, where there is no crime yet, where there is no hatred yet, where there is no death yet, where the police don't frequent the streets yet. People don't take heed to that. They just don't fucking think, because it didn't happen to them. Until it happens to them, then they ready to go. And the problem is, again, you don't want it to happen to you, so you pay attention what happens in your environment, because those are the signs from the Most High. He said, I would never forsake you. I will never let you. Will always know when it's time to go. You will always know. It's not a motherfucker on this goddamn planet that ain't never heard the voice say, get up and goddamn go, get the fuck out of here. But they just don't listen.
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying them back, back, back. I'm saying them back, 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 back.
But they just don't listen. They don't goddamn think until something fucked up happens to them personally. Not their children, they'll still stay there. Not their wife, they'll still stay there. Right, daddy? You still stay there. And all you did was patched up the fucking hole in the wall that the bullet came through. But 3 years later when it happened to you, y'all was out of that motherfucker in 2 goddamn months about that shit. That's what the fuck the issue is. That's what it is. It's not random. It's ignorance. They wait. They wait because they want something. In the order of Melchizedek, it said that there are some motherfuckers that they have to jolt. Give them a hard jolt for them to get the fuck out of somewhere or change their goddamn life. They got to put them in fucked up situations because they don't want to do it before hell or the four winds falls on them. They don't know how to get out of something before, you know what I'm saying, while the rainbow is still in the sky. If the rainbow is in the sky, you hear a voice say, get the fuck out, stop looking at the rainbow. So many people would never leave. They would still be like, oh my God, look at the rainbow, it's so beautiful. And they hear the voice say, but it's time to get the fuck from underneath the goddamn rainbow, some shit about to fall out that bitch. No, I just want to stay and just be right here. They give us these warnings. They give us everything. They never fucking tell us. I'm telling you, it's people just don't pay attention. They just don't think. They always wait until the shoe is on their foot. I don't wait until the shoe is on my foot. When I start seeing it with people around me, I get away from them. You know what I'm saying? When they'll start coming around, motherfuckers, my association, it's time for me to shut them the fuck off, because goddamn, I'm in the line with the domino. So you got to just think, get the fuck out the line, because you it's coming next. So that's the answer. What's wrong with the people today? People just don't fucking think. And like you said, what happens to you is because you want it to happen. It's your fault. Bad shit happens, it's your fault. When good shit happens, it's the Most High.
He said it's truth, it's truth.
I'm saying facts.
Are you speaking solely of Jesus Christ's title, of who he is?
I'm talking about Jesus, who is known as Yeshua Isa. Don't get it mixed up with the Christ talk. Because there are two other Christs. You understand? Okay. Don't get it mixed up with him. Because the real one that you're talking about is Yeshua Isa in the El Soli Quran. That is the real one.
Hey, record. Yes, Lord.
Look, hey. If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Strap. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
If I may add, it's Isa. It's not Yahshua. He asked about Melchizedek. The only reason why a lot of people don't know that Melchizedek is actually in the Quran, whether it's the Yusuf Ali version or the right translation by Dr. Malachi Z. York, is you'll find El-Kidda is another name for Melchizedek. That's the El-Kidda that walked with Moses. So there's a story of El-Kidda, who's also known as Melchizedek or Melchizedek. That's the answer to your question.
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
El-Kidda is in the Quran, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. El-Kidda is okay. All the Muslims around the world knows him as El-Kidda. Melchizedek, that's a Hebrew name. And of course, Arabic came from Hebrew. That's why the word Allah or Allahum, or matter of fact, El-Aleyu, is an Arabic word which was taken from the Hebrew, which is Elyon, Elyon, El. That's Hebrew. So, you know what I'm saying? Elyon, it was taken from Hebrew. It's Elyon, Elyon, El.
But we can get knowledge. That's why I call into the show, because regardless of what I think, I'm faced with Islamic teaching, and I'm also faced with Hebrew teaching, and I can't get the two connected because I'm seeing a bickering or the struggle of we're right and you're wrong.
Yes, Lord.
Look, man, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big
big booty bitch and I'm pulling on track. I play with them words, I play with them birds, I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
You have to tie the two, because the issue is dealing with Abraham first. Abraham, Miller Ibrahim. Combine the two, you are an Islamic Hebrew at that time. But you have to understand how it all in sync with Abraham all the way back to the prophet Adam. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll see it. You'll be able to connect the two. There is bickering only because no one was able to trace, you know what I'm saying, Islam to Hebrew and Hebrew to Miller Ibrahim. You know what I'm saying?
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Tramp. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Tramp. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
As a Hebrew, I got a connection because of Ishmael. But where is Ishmael in the Middle East? Are those the Moors we're talking about? I believe it is. I believe the Moors are the true descendants of Ishmael and Hagar, because those are, Hagar is the mother of Ishmael. So her offsprings will also be considered. But did the Chaldeans conquer to servitude to Hudit, which created the Moors, which are considered our army fighting Islamic today as Islamic fighters?
I'm saying facts.
Islam is different. Those are Mohammedans. That's not al-Islam. Those people that's over there fighting, they are Mohammedans. Like over here, they are Christians. You know what I'm saying? That's not Islam.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because yep. Islam itself means peace. These are Mohammedans. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that's creating the war of good and evil. Mm-hmm. It's based on Christians versus Mohammedans. This is all this shit is about. Not Yahshua way of life, neither Muhammad way of life. This is their own way of life. This is all governed by what you call the Pope today. The Catholic Church, because, you know what I'm saying, because Islam, or what is known as Islam today, is Catholicism. Christianity is Catholicism. Paul was their
basic
first
foundation.
Pope. And, of course, Muhammad's first wife, Khadijah, was a Catholic nun. You know what I'm saying? And that's why all of the, that's why all of their Islamic temples or Muslim temples, you know what I'm saying, is called a mosque, which is the same name that they give the Catholic Church, a mosque. This is nothing more than, it's like a bunch of kids fighting over the same thing. They got the same information.
Right.
They cannot connect it.
Yeah.
Religion brings separatism because people just don't think.
I'm saying facts.
So if the Christians took the time to read the Quran, they would see there's a whole chapter of Mary in there. You understand? You see what I'm saying? Jesus never said he was the Son of God if they read the red letters and not Paul. Jesus never said he was the Son of God. Neither did he say he was the Son of Man. By the time they was asking Jesus what would happen, his disciples, what would happen, show us the things that will happen about, the, you know, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church and all this other type of stuff, and no stone should be left unturned. And then he told his disciples to look for the Son of Man. So Jesus was never the Son of Man. And by the time it was time for him to go up against Pontius Pilate and all the rest of them, they questioned him about being the Son of God. Jesus never walked around, never said out his own mouth he was either he was the Son of Man or the Son of God. That's why when they asked him in that court, they said, nigga, you are going, are you saying you the Son of God? He said, no, you're saying that I'm the Son of God. I've never said that. And whoever told you that, you obviously must believe it because you're asking me about it today.
Yeah,
so he never claimed to either be the Son of God nor the Son of Man.
I'm saying facts.
Why did the Hebrews form alliance with God's enemies? Because in the scriptures, the Chaldeans or the Palestinians is God's enemy. And that would be them also teaching Islam to me. That's why I'm sticking
okay,
with
it. Would you, can I claim something? You familiar with the fact that that Muhammad made an Isra? He made an Isra to where? He made an Isra to El. He made an Isra to Allah, right? Which is El. Jesus said Eli. But he made an Isra to El, which made him an Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob did the same thing. Remember Jacob's ladder? Jacob climbed that ladder. Or he saw that ladder. He rose. He went up. He made, and they named him Israel after they took his name Jacob away from him. They named him Israel.
Now, this is how I understand
Muhammad is a Hebrew. Muhammad was a Hebrew.
Yeah, that's the trick
the
right there.
Muhammad was a Hebrew. Muhammad made an Isra to El.
Because my understanding, his teachings started running rapidly in the Middle East, and at the time, the government was not Islamic, and they seeked his life, so he found refuge with the Israelites. That is the story and the movies that is out today.
So my he found refuge with the original Hebrews, which were
right.
the Ethiopians, right. the Falasha,
right.
the original
right.
Hebrews. That's where he made his journey to Ethiopia. Remember?
But
and
you're
after
saying,
he left Ethiopia, he was dressed in white.
Mm-hmm.
Because
now,
those
that would,
Falasha, those Hebrews, those Falasha, the so-called country of Israel, has been
mm-hmm.
shipping over to Israel to blend into that blood. Remember,
mm-hmm.
they've been shipping those Ethiopians out of there and bringing them to
True.
Israel so they mix in and bind in with that blood, that
True.
Real Hebrew blood. That's where Muhammad went to get
now,
to get the teachings, to get the information tied in together. Muhammad
so we can technically say, by theory, he is a Palestinian having refuge in a African nation known as a Hebrew culture, but then went back to the Chaldeans, the Palestinians, and taught his message.
Dressed
so he is
white.
A Palestinian.
Dressed in white.
Look, fam, if you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Strap. Big booty bitch, and I'm pulling on. Track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying facts.
First, let's get it clear about how the Palestinians came about. If you go to Genesis chapter 10, verse 6, it shows you, it says, and the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan. And the only thing that we're going to be concerned here with in Genesis chapter 10 here is the son Mizraim first, because the Bible translated Mizraim as an Egyptian, if you look at it, and translated Cush as an Ethiopian. It translated Put as a Libyan, and doesn't bother to translate Canaan. So it was the Mizraimites who originated with Noah in the Persian Gulf. And if the Bible story is true, and Noah was a direct descendant from Adam, and they were dwelling in the Middle East, then in order for Mizraim to be an Egyptian, the Mizraimites would have migrated westward, just as in order of Cush to be Ethiopian, which is in Africa. They would have migrated westward. And the same applied in order for Put to be Libyan, which is also in Africa. I repeat that Ethiopia, Libya, and Egypt are in the continent of Africa. The biblical society try to make it appear that Ethiopia, Libya, and Egypt are on separate continents. So the descendants of Mizraim were Lydia, Anna, Lehab, Naphtu, Patharum, Kaslohim, that's in Genesis 10:13, out of who came the Palestinians, or the Palestine. So which are your Palestinians or Palestine today? Your Palestinians or Palestine
right.
today? However, they are mixed with European-type Arabs from Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the only thing. Talking about a mixture that took place in the biblical geography of the Egyptians originated. They originated in Genesis chapter 10, verse 6, as the sons of Ham, which means burnt black. So everybody at that time that were called Palestinians or Palestinians at that time, they were black. Jet fucking black, burnt black is what the Bible described them motherfuckers as. What you're looking at
right,
today
right.
is pale Arabs or the Turkey motherfuckers coming in, like Doc just said, taking the Ethiopians, mixing it, you know what I'm saying, 600 something fucking years ago, and probably 1,000 years ago, and bleaching
Bastards.
Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Bleaching,
God.
You know what I'm saying, Noah's bloodline of Mizraim. That's where it all starts from, Sugar Pop.
You are right.
If you got a problem, I'm pulling up. Big booty bitch and I'm pulling on. Track. I play with them words, I play with them birds. I'm really that. I'm saying them
back.
You will lock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Dawn, the Cody Martin Show.
Oh, yeah. Y'all already know what time it is.
the woman that you've been waiting for, the one that you've been waiting to hear, the one that caused the call, that caused the effect. Put your hands together for the baddest bitch in hell cologne. God, Nicole
Cologne. I'm in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do. Cologne.
Welcome to the Don Nicole Young Show. Hope everybody had a strong beginning and not a weekend. You already know we do it Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio, baby. You already know, man, we had pretty much a good all-star lineup. Saturday was the L's Holy Tablet Show. We do it every Saturday at 9 p.m. back to the beginning, Season 5. Also, Tap Show, I want to thank everybody for showing up. We rocked that bitch to about 8 Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. in the morning. Now that I think about it, that shit was funny. Special shout out to also Sister Egg Zena was in the building, and also Tap Muzz rocking with us, co-piloting. Both of them, man. Check out the Also Tablet Show. I know that's 8 hours, man. God. What you gonna do? You gonna listen to that shit for 8 hours? That shit crazy. Special shout out to everybody on the call lines, man. Hope all is well with you and yours. Everybody also that's tuning in to the Don Nicole Young Show. Call in number if you need it, 425-569-5274. If you want to chop it up, hit the one button and we'll open your mic. Also, great day to everybody over there in the after party. Hope all is well with you, man. Great day, Bingy D. Great day, Mush Mouth. Just a shout out to Juana Shanae is also in the building. My man, Ethereum Forever. Great day, baby. J1, how you doing today, sweetheart? You already know, man, everybody over there on Lockdown Radio, that's on YouTube, Lockdown Radio again, excuse me, it's all one word, Lockdown Radio again. Subscribe, hit the bell button. Click all. You'll be notified when we go live over there or stream into YouTube, Lockdown Radio again channel. And so you can goddamn hear some WGAG radio over there on that side. So, yeah, you'll be notified. Shout out, man. Great day, Tamuz. Hope all is well with you, baby, man. Rock the hell out there. It's on the Travis Show, then we're back. Fucking 8 in the morning. Goodness gracious. Goddamn, I ain't going to even lie. You want me to lie? I can't even lie. But let me tell you, man, I started not even to do this motherfucker today. I swear. I started not even to do the damn Don Nicole Young Show, man. Y'all about to hear a goddamn Reloaded Show. See, fuck around. I'm feeling like the day is Sunday around this bitch. Instead of Monday. I sure was feeling like that. Feeling like it. I got a question too, Tamuz. What tab? You was in D.C. tab, right? Not Brooklyn, right? Because I kept trying to figure out, did he say D.C. or Brooklyn? Anyway, but I think D.C., right? D.C. tab. That's where you were, baby. Yeah, I think he was in D.C. tab. So if you mentioned mental, so yeah, you in D.C. Maybe, probably, who knows. But look here, well, but I don't know, last strong, it was word that Kyrie Irving was, you know what I'm saying, tying up his shoes and getting ready, and it was suspected that he might be playing or returning to the Brooklyn Nets. Well, unvaccinated Kyrie Irving returns to the Brooklyn Nets lineup, shorty. He returns, unvaccinated. Yep, the Brooklyn Nets announced that all-star guard Kyrie Irving will return to the starting lineup for road games. And, of course, y'all know that he was suspended before the start of the regular season after he refused to take that COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. So, The Nets announced that Kyrie Irving will not play in home games at the Barclays Center or two road games at Madison Square Garden, because that's New York, but he will be eligible to play in select road games once he tests negative for COVID-19 and get back into shape. That's what a source told ESPN. And also that the Nets made the decision to bring Irving back after the team lost 7 fully vaccinated players, including James Harden, after they tested positive for COVID-19. Let me do it again. They made a decision to bring back Irving after the team lost 7 fully vaccinated players, including James Harden, after they all tested positive for COVID-19. I said, man, we got to get the only healthy motherfucker back on. Got there. All these motherfuckers got there positive like a motherfucker, man. They're like saying HIV positive around this bitch, man. God damn. Did y'all hear talk? This was a while ago, too. I've been meaning to ask y'all, did y'all hear about this shit? I don't know, maybe a month, 2, 3 months ago. I don't fucking know. But did y'all hear any talk that quietly as kept, that they started to, let me see if I can word this right. Quietly as kept, they started storing, listen to this shit, Ethereum, you probably heard about it. They started storing and asking for non-vaccinated males throughout the world now if they could store their sperm. Yep. So they are, this is, y'all probably can find an article about it or whatever, or, you know what I'm saying, the conversation about it, but they're asking non-vaccinated men all around the fucking world for their sperm so that they can store it and preserve it, because obviously it must be something in the non-vaccinated sperm that's worth saving. I said that before. I don't remember telling y'all that, Ethereum. I don't remember telling y'all that shit. But yeah, man. Yeah, they ain't asking men who got vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? But they certainly is asking for the sperm of unvaccinated males. Yep. Ethereum said he gonna be rich. That's a lot of jacking off, motherfucker. You gonna be stupid rich. The more you jack off, the more dumb y'all get. You know that, right? The more you bust one, the more dumber you get. But at least you'll be rich, and I can get that money from your dumb ass. Fooling the money our way, poor. You'll be like them 7 Anunnakis. The 7 young Anunnakis that were jacking off in that bitch, they used them, didn't they? That's my first time ever reading that part, that they or hearing that part, or catching it this time around, that they used 7 young Negroes to jack off in a goddamn cup, for whatever the fuck it is. But, yeah, so anyway, but, yeah, your boy Kyrie, man. All 7, they lost, 7 motherfuckers to COVID-19 positive test. So, yeah, all you got to do is wait it out, man. Patience is the key around this bitch. Patience is the key. You hear me? Patience. You got to sit back and watch, baby. Patience is the goddamn key around this motherfucker. All right, so here's another one, which people are not patient. They jump right onto it. Sacrifice their babies for this shit. So here's another one for y'all. Pfizer, right? Pfizer data shows two-dose vaccine, all right, a two-dose vaccine is ineffective in children ages 2 and 5. So guess what? Bring your babies back and let's give them a 3-dose. Let's give them a 3rd dose. That's Pfizer. That's what they're saying. So now Pfizer Biotech is testing this shit now on babies. Testing a 3-dose mRNA vaccines. Yep. For 2 years old to 5 years old. After data showed the 2-dose mRNA vaccines were ineffective in that age group. Shooting them babies up for the 3rd time around. The extended research, because that's all it is in testing, the extended research will delay mRNA vaccines for 2 to 5 year olds until 2022. Well, what year is 2022? It's 2022, Don. Well, when will 2022 come? In about another goddamn 2-3 weeks from now. Goddamn what, 10 days from now, 11 days from now, shit. That's 2022. According to these motherfuckers, ain't nothing but a goddamn week and some change. You know what I'm saying? A week and some change from now. Can y'all believe that shit? Y'all, Christmas is coming up. I just hit my ass. Just looked at the date. Don't y'all got Christmas in 5 days? Y'all humans got Christmas, don't you? Yeah. Y'all got Christmas in 5 days. Man, I wonder what y'all doing. I already know. I don't even know why I'm even asking y'all, motherfucker. Y'all don't even fuck around with no whole shit like that. Some of y'all got to, though, because you feel like you're forced to do it, but I understand. Yeah, so that's what Pfizer said on Friday, that they're going to extend the research. Well, the research will delay Moderna mRNA vaccines for the 2 and 5 year olds until 2022, which is about a week and some change from now. Nah. The announcement means Pfizer won't have to present data to regulators, okay, until the first half of 2022. Now, what is the first half of 2022? And for the record, boys and girls, we're talking about 2 to 5 year old children. The first half of 2022 might be what? June? That's your first half, right? The next half is from July to December, right? Yeah. So anyway, but earlier this month, Pfizer CEO Albert, that my boy, a Greek veterinarian, said the company would have data on 2 to 5 year olds by the end of the year. So, in other words, go ahead, grab your babies, snatch them up, take them to get 1, 2, 3 doses, and they're going to, you know, monitor it, follow it really good, and come out with the data basically by 2023 about what happened. In a news release on Friday, though, Albert, the Pfizer of the CEO of Pfizer, Pfizer CEO, said 2 doses generated a strong immune response in children under 2, but not in children ages 2 to under 5. God damn. They gave motherfuckers babies under 2 this shit. He said, we have decided to modify each of the pediatric studies to incorporate a 3rd dose to the series and seek licensure for a 3-dose series rather than a 2-dose series as originally anticipated. That's what Katherine Janssen, Pfizer head of vaccine research, said on a conference call with investors on Friday. Wow. Yeah. So, oh, man, you already knew they would go there. I keep telling y'all, man, all roads lead to the babies. No matter what they give y'all, no matter what they say to y'all, it trickles down to the children, to the children, to the babies, man, because I know y'all will do it. I know y'all do it. I know y'all do it. If you did it to yourself, you'll do it to your babies. Now, that's that. And a moment of silence, rest in peace. Kango from UTFO. I said, so? She said, so? Baby, don't you know I can sing and rap dance in just one show? Because I'm Kango, super sophisticated. Far as I know, ain't nobody greater from beginning in to beginning. I'm not looking because I'm all about winning. I, Kango, dies at age 55. That's young than a motherfucker, by the way. From UTFO. Nigga still look good, too. They got a little picture of his ass, man. Yeah, he passed away at a hospital in New York, Manhasset, New York. Yeah, man. So the hip-hop world, they say, is mourning the loss of hip-hop legend Kango Kid. It happened on Saturday. He was 55, Brooklyn-born. Real name was Sean Fakrari or some shit. He was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in February after experiencing abdominal discomfort and bloody stools. He has a son named T. Sean Fakrari, announced Kango's death on Instagram on Saturday. And let me refresh this page because I still need to get this internet shit working, man. Shit just scrolls and try to low. I don't know what the fuck it is. Stage 4 colon cancer. How the fuck you get colon cancer? Where the hell that shit really come from is what I want to know. That's, I'm the crow. I be wanting to figure out shit. Where shit come from? I know they ain't going to tell a motherfucker. Where does colon cancer come from? I should call Doc. Maybe he knows. Shouldn't call these dumbass AI bastards. But let's find out what the AI say. Matter of fact, She Doc, where you at? She Doc, you here? Poison gut. What happens though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Where does it come from? What is it? Like, how does motherfucker get cancer in the colon? You know what I'm talking about? Can you help me out, shit out? Do you know anything about it? You know where it come from, baby? With smart ass. Help me out, shit out. So I don't have to ask these rejects. Large intestines. Colon cancer develops when tumorous growth form in the large intestines. It is now the third most. I ain't ask you all of that. I'm asking how the fuck it happens. What are the warning signs of colon cancer? Oh, shit. They ain't finna tell you. Bleeding in the stool can be caused by inflammatory bowel disease, such as Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, as well as ulcers and diverticulitis. You know, you get ulcers from eating a lot of ice cream. I gotta stop. Irritable bowel syndrome may cause changes in bowel habits, including diarrhea and constipation, along with bloating and abdominal discomfort. You're not sick. You're thirsty. Doctors aren't certain what causes most colon cancer. In general, colon cancer begins when healthy cells in the colon develop changes, mutations, in their DNA. The cell's DNA contains a set of instructions that tell a cell what to do. Healthy cells grow and divide in an orderly way to keep your body functioning normally. But when a cell's DNA is damaged and becomes cancerous, cells continue to divide, even when new cells aren't needed. Ah, get out of here. Yeah. Oh, as the cells accumulate, man, that's why you gotta love your DNA, baby. You gotta love your cells. You gotta talk to them little motherfuckers. Spend some time with your cells. God damn, because they still gonna do what they do. And I heard this before when I asked about brain cancer and tumor and all that type of shit. and lung cancer and stuff like that. And Doc told me that, you know, how it happens, kind of, sort of. But I'm about to fuck it up now. But he's told me, he said the DNA, same shit they said here, like the DNA tells the cells to multiply. So when the DNA is damaged, the cells continue to divide and multiply, but these are now cancerous cells. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, right? So they going to still do their part, you know? It's kind of like a sick motherfucker still going to fuck, still going to eat, you know what I'm saying, still going to drink, still going to take their ass to work. It's still going to do what it does, but now it's sick cells, and then it starts to still do what it do. That's a motherfucker there, man. Oh, man. Damn, UTFO Kango, 55 years old. So prior to his cancer diagnosis, Kango helped raise awareness for cancer through the Mama Luke Foundation. He lost a family member to cancer, and his father was diagnosed with prostate cancer and leukemia. Kango Kid is an original member from the iconic hip-hop breakdancing group UTFO, Untouchable Force Organization, best known for their 80s hit singles Roxanne, Roxanne, and You Cold Wanna Be With Me. Yep, yep. And Kango Kid, known for rocking the once popular Kango headwear, is pictured where I'm looking at Lolita Shantae Gooden, Roxanne Shantae, whose hit record, Roxanne's Revenge, this is Roxanne's Revenge, age 14, sparks dozens of Roxanne Wars answer records in New York City back in the 1980s. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, yeah, UTFO's Roxanne Roxanne is ranked number 84 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of Hip Hop list. And, yeah. Yeah, can't go. So in an interview with Pix 11, though, Kango discussed his cancer diagnosis and how the hip-hop community supported him. Rapper LL Cool J visited him in the hospital after Kango underwent colon resection surgery. A GoFundMe page raised over $24,000 in donation for his medical expenses. And Kango Kid, you know, leaves behind his second wife and his six-year-old daughter and three adult sons, Tashawn, Andre, and Giovanni, from previous marriages. And, of course, there is a I can't click on this shit. This shit sucks. Let me go to another browser. Yeah, so we got rapper Kango, Kango Kid, last tearful moments. I have no idea. I'm going to play it. I want to fuck y'all up, make y'all sad today. Maybe not, but who gives a fuck? Y'all are black people. Black people really don't have any feelings, in a sense, so this may not do a goddamn thing for you motherfuckers. But, yo, I fuck with Kango. Kango from UTFO. Yo, I used to listen to them niggas all the time. All right, let me see. This is his. Oh, they did something real wrong on this shit. No way. No way I'm doing this shit. They done put big ass tears in this nigga. He knew he was in his last days. Y'all want me to show it to you? Let me open up this mic real quick. Strange, I hear nothing. Damn, why ain't got no sound? Can y'all hear? God damn, I got no sound. Hold up. Look like my phone. Oh, no. That's interesting. I got no fucking sound. Let me try this one. Y'all cannot hear it, can you? That is some strange-ass shit. Why I can't hear this shit? Strange. Damn, I can only hear if I turn my music up, turn my volume up. Okay, well, yeah, J1, I can't hear it. Let me go to another one. Let me go to Kango from UTFO. Let me play it again. Let me see. That's strange. I ain't got no sound. Kango, Kango Kid, Tearful. Mama, he's still nice looking for a goddamn old nigga in his 55s, though. All right, tell me if y'all can hear this. Not yet. Not yet. Okay.
Hip hop is mourning the loss of legendary Kango Kid of the rap group.
Oh, hell nah. Who the fuck is this?
Battling stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh, hell nah. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to find one old goddamn watching. Hold on. Hold on. Right. Damn it. Hold on. Give me one sec. Do y'all got sound in the after party? I need to know if y'all got sound in the after party. Y'all got sound in the after party? This is strange. Because I ain't got no sound coming into my bed. Okay, one second. I'm about to pull it up. I'm going to show the video now because now I'm going to have to get my ass up, go to another computer. Shit, damn. Some nigga named Draco, the ruler, is dead at 28, by the way, from a goddamn stab wound. Hold up. There we go. Yeah, watching on YouTube. Hold up. Pace. Don't take a minute. This might be the same one, though. Maybe not. All right, here it is. Y'all about to get some video feeds coming in. Give me a sec. It is coming, rapper Kango. Yeah, there we go. All right, and what, I got to take care of you niggas on in the after party. Shut up, newbie. It's kind of fucked me up because I ain't hear it. I was not finna play it on the other computer, man. I swear, because I'm lazy as fuck. I'm sick of this shit. I need a bigger desk. All right, so y'all got the video over there on YouTube, and y'all niggas in the after, on whatever fuck this shit called, Lockdown Radio, you should also have it, I hope. All right, let's see. Let me see if this is the same one. Strange. All right, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to let everybody know that you just graduated. Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Say hi.
Hi. I just graduated today.
Yes.
I think this is the wrong one, man. This ain't it. I love that, but this ain't it. All right, this is it, man. Fuck it. Get well.
Kango Kid, we all send love and prayers to you, my brother, as you do this dance.
Oh, no, that ain't it. God damn it. Wait. I don't know where to find the one I was playing today on the other computer. That sucks. Hello, rapper. Y'all ain't gonna be able to hear. I can't believe y'all can't hear this shit. Yeah, because I want y'all to see. Damn, that's strange why y'all can't hear it. All right, anyway, well, fuck it. You gotta play it. You gotta find it on your own. Hello, I'll do it. Video of, let me see, last days. Wait. Let me do it one more time. I can pull it up. I'm smart. I promise I can do it. Kango Kid, last moments. There you go. He knew. All right, hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me do it one more time. Kango Kid, last moments. Maybe that'll pop up. Bam, got it. All right, here we go.
Ruling over houses is great.
Oh, my goodness, a fucking commercial. Shut up, newbie. Give me a second, man. Look, it's not my fault today. God damn. You should see what I'm doing for you niggas. You really appreciate it.
Camera, you know, with my grays and looking like this, but something crazy just happened that I had to share with y'all. I had a special visitor bring me my breakfast this morning. Here y'all. Not that ice. came to visit me this morning. Can't believe it, man. Can't believe this. My man walked in with breakfast, so I'm thinking he's a nurse. And I'm looking at the face, and I see his wife, and I'm like, hold up, I know her.
You can't see it?
Yeah, I thought you was a nurse.
I put it there.
I said, yeah. I said, I thought you was a nurse. What did you say?
I said, I'm a doctor.
Nigga said, I'm a doctor.
He said, you're not a nurse.
Yeah, exactly, I'm a doctor.
Oh, this is the wrong video. Sorry.
Good job, man. This is what love looks like.
Wait a minute, y'all. I'm sorry. That's the wrong video for you YouTube motherfuckers.
I'll hit y'all back.
This is it. Sorry.
And so I'm just going
to deal
with everyone. This is like a diary. Share with y'all what's been going, you know, on for my last season. My last season has been like real crazy. I've had a crazy life, incredible life. You know, it is what it is. You know, hip hop pioneer, first of many, and that's a blessing. And here I am going through this new thing, and you know that. I'm a big Marvel fan. I love, you know, cartoons. I love, you know, comic books. And one of the lines that Marvel fans that I hear know is, with great powers come great responsibilities. And I remember when I was 16, 17, I'm doing radio interviews. And one of the questions the air personality would ask me is, how does it feel to be a role model? And I would say, I'm a rapper. I'm not a role model. And that's when I was like 17, you know. And when I got to be 20-something, I realized, wow, I'm a role model. And I've been a role model since I was 16. And I didn't know that, you know what I mean? So I understand who I am and how I've, you know, touched people for decades. Like, it's crazy, you know. Blessed to still be here, because a lot of us, you know, are not. So me coming at everyone right now is addressing, you know, or acknowledging that responsibility. I am a role model. I've been a role model. And that's beyond being that to my children. You know, we're all role models to our children. But for decades, I've been role models to other people's children. So I'm taking on that responsibility right now and sharing with everyone what's going on with me and how it came about and all of that stuff. So getting right into it, symptoms, let's start with that. We are all at an age now, and I'm talking about the fans that's been following me for decades. We're at an age now where the vehicle is not running like it used to. We can't exhaust it without getting maintenance. Okay, there are tune-ups that we, as vehicles, have to make sure that we go and conduct. I did not, and a lot of us have not. And the reason why is because, you know, I feel great, and, you know, I get compliments on how I look great, and so I think I am. That's the external, all right? The internal is a totally different story.
Spider-Man No Way Home is the best movie of all time.
Well, I'm in.
Hold on, I gotta watch this, sorry.
Maybe when it fires next time you break the universe, deal.
We gotta watch Spider-Man trailer.
In theaters now.
Fuck! We want to finish watching Spider-Man trailer. Let's get ticks. Y'all seen the Spider-Man trailer? Oh, you fucking kidding me.
It's been extremely challenging.
We don't give a fuck about that COVID shit.
A lot of men don't go and do what they should do. Colonoscopy is absolutely one. Prostate, you know, that test that men are like, nah, ain't no doctor going up in there. That's an exit sign only. That's a dumb way of thinking, especially if you have family that is selfish to your family. Go get yourselves checked. Mine wasn't a situation where, you know, I was being all macho and not getting checked. A lot of issues exist in terms of insurance. and my insurance wasn't right to go get myself properly taken care of the way I needed to. And my man Jimbo, you know, a good friend of mine, he helped take care of that for me. One of the first signs that you will see is bleeding. In the, you know, when you wipe, you'll see blood. If you look at it when you wipe, you know, you'll see it. That's one of the first signs. I shared that with the doctor a year or so ago, and what he said to me was, it could be something and it could be nothing. Then we conducted the prostate test at that time, and I was good. The, let's see, this bootleg ear pod just came out. and so the bleeding subsided, and little by little it started to come back again. But the fact that it would stop would make me say, you know, I guess I'm getting better. It progressed. It went from the wipe to now one sees it in the stool. And, or you'll see it in, you know, in your pile, in your compilation, you know. And so at that point I said, okay, I got to take this a little seriously. And I still didn't run to the doctor, believe it or not, at that point. I wasn't producing logs anymore. Again, I'm being graphic. I'm keeping it real with y'all because I don't know if anybody ever has. So you really need to hear this. You know, this is me talking to my boy. I'm talking to my peoples right now, and I'm telling y'all what it is so you don't have to go through this. But I wasn't producing logs anymore. It was coming out stringy. Sometimes I felt like I had to, you know, like it was diarrhea that was getting ready to happen, but it wasn't diarrhea. So I'm like, you know, what was that about? And when it really got super scary for me and I stopped playing was one day I'm in my room. I had to pass gas. I was alone, so it was no problem. And I let one out, and it came out with substance. And I was like, yo, did I just shart? Well, I mean, I think I just sharted. And I never sharted, you know what I mean? So I run to the bathroom real quick to see what this is. And it was a bloody mucus. Like if you were to blow your nose and it had blood in it, that's what came out of me. And that's when I said, I need to stop playing and I need to go get myself checked.
One and only Kango from UTFO decided to join us, man. Good to see you, Kango.
You know,
now,
man,
this was,
so happy
this
to
was
be
last
here.
Year, but I'm not going to play this. But this is last year where he said that he talks about beating colon cancer. But at the end of the day, this
yeah, I know how vain I am.
Bad for it a little bit because I want to hear that.
The internal,
just for the hell of it,
is a totally different story. A lot of men don't go and do what they should do. Colonoscopy is absolutely one. Prostate, you know, that test that men are
damn,
like,
I
nah.
I still want to know how the fuck
no
that shit happened, though.
There, that's an exit sign only.
Too bad I can't pause it.
That's
let me pause it real quick and just say this, what Taekwondo said, and this for anybody else that Taekwondo know a lot, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all be shitting on Taekwondo. Like, he always come in gangster like a fucking WWF wrestler from the 80s. But Taekwondo said, all he needed was black seed oil, right? Black seed oil and Rick Simpson oil and Kep, too, because Kep be shrinking the hell out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But oil is the key. You know what I'm saying? All the oils out in this bitch is the fucking key. And you should take like a teaspoon of black seed oil a day. You know what I'm saying? Some real olive oil.
You know what I'm saying? Like some really good olive oil. You should take that, teaspoon of that a day. You should also take, what, we got black seed oil. We got castor oil. Look, newbie, you know what them fucktards did when COVID hit, nigga? You know they took castor oil off the shelf? They took that shit off the fucking shelf and made it basically where you had to get it from the pharmacist. You know what I'm saying? From the fucking pharmacist, man. Ain't that a bitch? Well, you can't really recommend, well, anyway, let me go back to this real quick. Yeah, man, during this whole time, we're in 22, so when 1920 hit, year 2020, I told my mom to get the castor oil, and I think I put a heads up on everybody, grab y'all castor oil, get it now. And so, of course, my mom waited like a little too longer, and it was dealing with my father, and they didn't have it nowhere on the shelf. She told me they had to get that shit from the pharmacist, man. Them motherfuckers decided to hoard it. And all of the, and it was behind the counter. Yeah, the castor oil. Yeah, and can be used to make a deadly poison, castor beans. But, woo! So you got black seed oil, castor oil, like Newbie said. J1 says she eats flax seeds. I'm not familiar with flax seeds, but I do know a lot of people. Or certain people is allergic to flaxseed, you know what I'm saying? And it can cause, as a matter of fact, Newbie, I'm having this conversation with you for 12 seconds, but everybody else enjoy to listen. Them bitches on the land, Newbie, ended up, this is a story that I heard from Doc, ended up giving Dr. York some flaxseed oil. That's when his angioedema kicked in. You got it? And Doc had to come and basically save the nigga life and told that motherfucker that them bitches shouldn't have gave you no fucking flaxseed. Yeah, flaxseed. I called Doc right now. He'll tell you. Yep, that's when that first sign of angioedema popped up. Yeah, the bitches gave him flaxseed. And in a sense, I kind of, you know what I'm saying, whatever, because I'm under a fucking really spell of Dr. York and shit, which I like to be under. But I'm not even going to, like, go there yet. Go there right now. But yeah, so it all depends with the flax seeds. You got to be careful. And with the thing about it, for me, when I heard that from Doc that it was the flax seed that did it, oh, and my herbologist, right, who they pushed out, away from, because all of a sudden these bitches start believing that they were goddamn herbologists because they pushed out the real herbologists. She called me up, my master teacher herbologist, and she said they had no business sending him, giving him that shit, that flaxseed shit. But see, they pushed me the fuck out, and all of a sudden they think they know everything about goddamn herbs and shit and what to give a motherfucker. You know, that type of shit. She was pissed off at that time because, you know how a lot of y'all don't know, but they'll push the real one out the side and pretend to the goddamn other real one that they can do it. You don't need them motherfuckers. And obviously them bitches had no goddamn full herbologist background on anything and prescribed the flaxseed to that nigga. But anyway, the moral of the story for me is when I heard that the flaxseed fucked him up, and hearing my master herbologist tell me more about the flaxseed and what it did, which, of course, mind you, I'm like 25 years old, which is why, J1, I don't even do the flaxseed. I just don't, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't fuck with it. But that's because if something bad happened to somebody I really give a fuck about, then I'm not going to fuck with the shit. So, of course, and because of my herbologist who had a fit about it, about, you know, them dumb assholes trying to be something that they fucking ain't and blah, blah, blah. And then years later ended up meeting Doc, and Doc told me all about it, that, yeah, he wasn't supposed to They weren't supposed to gave him that shit. But anyway, the flaxseed. So if it works for you, it works for you. I don't even want to know if it works for me. Because of, you know, when I was younger, hearing all about what happened, and then, boom, Doc explaining it. So, that's your go-to Simpson oil, Rick Simpson oil, according to Neff. If anybody is familiar with Rick Simpson oil, take that too, which is new to me, to Rick Simpson. When I told Neff some months ago about Vita's situation, she told me to tell Vita you get the Rick Simpson oil. That was 2 months ago. No, that was in September, November, December. Now it's two months ago. Vita, I inquired about, is she taking it? Last week or two, I asked, and they was like, you know, well, they're supposed to get somebody. Somebody's supposed to be bringing it. So I don't think that she's even on the Rick Simpson oil or black seed or anything like that. You know, I think they're relying solely on the lab coats. You know what I'm saying, newbie? I cannot rely solely upon these motherfucking lab coats. You know what I'm saying? I will not rely on the fucking lab coats. I'm not doing that shit. So, you know, I go straight to the herbs, fuck what you heard, to the real remedies, to the real medicinal, you know, things that work really for the body, not these lab coats and shit, man. That shit there, I'm not fucking with that. Nothing ends right. It don't end right when you fuck with them. It doesn't end. It doesn't. Ooh. So, olive oil for gallstones and digestive. That's why, you know, back in the days, I remember me being little, we would always have to take a teaspoon of castor oil. As I got a little bit older with children at that time, I learned that a teaspoon of olive oil. So I will also give it to my babies. Teaspoon of olive oil and myself, and fucking castor oil and a few other goddamn things. You know what I'm saying? I also, you know, constipation and all that type of shit. You know, when my babies come to me, I would tell them, you know, teaspoon of olive oil, go on and goddamn it, you know, just take it. Olive oil, grape seed oil, all the fucking oils, man. Like, the fuck? The hell? You cook with it. You might as well, you know what I'm talking about? People cook with shit. Coconut oil, that shit good. You know what I'm saying? But I told Taekwondo, Taekwondo said all he needed was some black seed oil, knock it right on out, right? That's what he said. And I told him, man, that nigga should have been kicking it with us. That nigga should have been kicking it with us, but nah, that nigga on Sway fucking shows and shit like that, talking about that shit. Nigga, you should have found us, motherfucker. Okay? Because everybody would have hit one and gave their remedies and every fucking thing, and we know. But, you know, hey, that what happened when you fucking with the wrong people, baby. Now, what happened? You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to die from diseases. I'm sorry. You're not supposed to die from diseases. You are supposed to die from murder or from old age. That's it. That's it. That's the only two you're supposed to die from. Murder and old age, not sickness and fucking diseases. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Those are the two natural causes now, murder and old age. Anything else is man-made. Diseases and shit. And they're right, you are not supposed to die from sickness, man. God damn, that's why you don't take, you don't, Hey, man, what they call the, they always said this shit way back in the day when I was younger, man. The hospital like a hotel. You check in, but you can't check out. Some old shit. They won't let you check out. Once you check in, that's it. You can be able to check out, but fuck it. They fucking work your ass so your body is over, dead, gone, deceased. Can't do it. Yeah. And, you know what, newbie? This the shit that I always say. This is why I say this, and this is why this is true. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the motherfucking grave. That's why. You know what I'm saying? You already know what they gonna say. But you need to go all around the fucking world, in a sense, and gather a whole bunch of knowledge on a particular situation or a particular subject, you know what I'm saying, or a particular illness that you're going through. You need to get it all from everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Not just to them lab coats. You don't need to, nah, fuck that. The lab coats, to me, I use them to explain some shit. Once they explain it to me, then I go grocery shopping. You know what I'm saying? If they can explain it to me, you know what I'm saying, like really fucking right knowledgeably, if they can explain it to me real good, then I know exactly what I need to research, look up, or investigate, look up, grab, and all that type of shit. So, but this is, shit. Oh, man, this is why it's important that you don't stick to your same clique. You got to veer off your clique, baby. You gonna, you know, whatever, you won't know as much as the motherfucker next to you. That's why you have to know everything. You have to make it your business to know everything and to surround yourself around motherfuckers. Because to me, life is the most important goddamn thing. Life, the body, the blood, the organs. Everything. And if you don't know shit about that, and all you know is about this fictitious external fucking world, man, while the body stays neglected, and then all of a sudden the first thing that happens to your ass is when you want to go see a lab coat, man, the lab coats doesn't have the cure. That's the only issue. They don't have the fucking cure. They don't have the remedy. But there is a there is a new, it's new to me, and it's called, it's called something wellness. New, does that sound familiar? There's a new branch of medical. It's called something wellness. I can't think of it, but my neighbor is a doctor, right? He has primary practices all over the place, but he also deals with something wellness. And I asked what that is. And he said, well, what that is, and they just now putting it into med schools now, right? Because I asked him that he had to get a license for that. He said yes. But basically what it is, damn, I asked Fernanda. But what it is that he said that he don't do primary care no more. He has other physicians running his primary care practices, but he get to do what he always wanted to do, because in medicine you can only do so much. You're restricted from really being a healer. You know what I'm saying? And so he explained it like this in a nutshell for laymen. He says, my patients, old rich ass motherfuckers that have diseases, and they come to me and they ask me to find the cure. So I get to be the rocket scientist, look at what is the disease or what's ailing them, study it real well, and create a lifestyle that counteracts the disease and put them on a strict lifestyle, not drugs. A strict lifestyle that they have to follow, because in reality, rich, wealthy people don't want to die. You got it? Wealthy people do not want to fucking die. So they had to create, obviously, some form, some specialty in medicine, right, that would cater to these fucking rich motherfuckers, and they are living this strict-ass lifestyle because they want to live. They don't want to have diseases. You know what I'm saying? So, mind you, the masses, newbie, I can't remember the name of this practice now. It's called, something wellness or some shit, man. Let me call Sananda and ask her, does she remember? Give me 1 second. I'm going to ask her ass real quick. The specialty that nigga. Because really, that's what the fuck we do. Hey, Sananda. I got a quick question. Do you remember the specialty that I said that my neighbor is in? You remember the name of the specialty? Something wellness, right?
Yeah.
But
wellness.
It's, huh?
I don't remember what it is, but yeah, something wellness.
Okay. All right. Call you back. Thank you back. She ain't helped me not one bit, retarded ass. Well, I know Doc will because Doc was a little goddamn jealous when me, Sananda, and him was on the phone. I was telling about the neighbor, and I was saying, that's what the practice I wanted in a little bit later. Then Doc was like, goddamn, well, you and Sananda, your neighbor, you know, y'all should get together. Let me see if this nigga gonna answer this phone. Doc, real quick, baby, do you remember the practice that the neighbor, that I said that the neighbor was into, the something wellness? You remember the name?
I don't exactly. I remember you saying
it, I remember I said it, too. I don't remember. Well, look like I'm going to have to go next door real quick and ask.
Yeah.
All right, baby, thank you. Yeah. See, you should have kept it in your head, nigga. Now I got to go next door. With a goddamn bra top on and some Daisy Dukes. Knock on the nigga door. All right, so, but it's something wellness at the end of the day. So anyway, it's the lifestyle, right? So, yeah, once they know how to destroy it and cure it by way of your lifestyle, goddamn it. So this is another specialty that they just implemented in the medical motherfucking community, right? So I'm thinking like this, okay? I'm thinking like this. I'm like, damn, you know, most people, primary physician, basically tell them to change their lifestyle. Lifestyle means your food habits. Also means your lazy habits into exercising and striving to wean yourself off of all the things that could cause such diseases and illness that you're choosing to put in your body. That has always been here. But then they have to open it up because obviously the majority of the masses is not interested in changing their lifestyle to cure themselves. So they opened up another specialty for the rich and intelligent class of people to, and that has the discipline to change their lifestyle and be on a strict such and such, you know, a strict lifestyle that can get rid of that shit. Because it's based on your choices. No drugs are involved, no prescription, none of that. It's just what you have to give to yourself every day to cure yourself. That's amazing. Anyway, so I can't remember. Alternative wellness or some shit. I don't fucking know. I've been making up the fucking name. Alternative. I don't think the name is alternative, but something wellness. That's in the medical field. Pull it up. That's a new specialty now. You know what I'm saying? Yep, that's a new specialty now. So, and of course, that's why he stopped doing primary care. You got it, she died. Because primary care, basically your hands are tied. Ain't that something? You know, it's like you're not really supposed to cure these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to drug them up. So, but now there's a whole new branch, you know, a whole new specialty, something wellness, some old shit. And that's for the wealthy and the intelligent ones. You can be intelligent and not wealthy. And only intelligent people have enough intelligence to get on a regimen, a proper diet, proper exercise, proper rest regimen for themselves. That takes a lot of intelligence. You know what I'm saying? That takes intelligence to pull this shit off and discipline. You know? But the masses, the majority of them, just give me the drug, doc, and I'll figure it out later. Just give me the drugs. I want to continue on fucking up this vehicle, this system. So that's that. Now, you know it, man. And Bill, she said pharmaceutical companies controlled. But look, Pfizer did a whole goddamn Zoom call with their investors with their investors talking about the vaccines for children 2 to 5 years old. And because they have to explain to their investors, you know what I'm saying, why they ain't really making no money yet. Or can they still invest more? Because it's going to take, it's all money, man. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's all money. And, you know, the investors, I can imagine the investors on this damn video call conference with Pfizer. I can imagine them. You know what I'm saying? I can see them. Because they children, they damn sure ain't on that shit. You know what I'm saying? They are not finna give their 2 to 5 years old or 6 to 11 years old or 11 to 18, 19 year old. They are not. They're just only interested in making fucking money off this shit. So you know them investors ain't goddamn utilizing their children. But him saying, well, we don't have all the results yet. You know what I'm saying? The tests and all of that that happened. Them fucking investors ain't finna goddamn. They're going to make their families weller offer than offer their families to be test studies, okay? Got it? They're investing. They're not investing their families. They're investing their money. Weller offer, hell yeah. They're making their families weller offer than offer their families to get weller. But the dumbasses is offering their families and themselves to get weller. Or already well, but thinking that it's going to make them even weller. Like, yo. Goodness gracious, man. Lord have mercy. What a fucking world we in, man. I can't believe this dumbass shit. All right, so that's that. So Kango is gone because he wasn't fucking with us. That's what happened. And we knew nothing about it because we would have, you know, maybe hit him in his DM or some shit and told that motherfucker what to do, but he probably wouldn't have done it. Because he probably around a whole bunch of slave-minded ass niggas and bitches that told him, you don't do that shit, just listen to what the doctor say, all that type of shit. So that's what happened. Who would have known that there's a shopping cart serial killer in Virginia? A shopping cart serial killer has been caught. I think I've seen it before, but now they're saying they got him. They're saying it's a black man. Fairfax, Virginia police have named a 35-year-old nigga by the name of Anthony Eugene Robinson of Washington, D.C. as the alleged shopping cart serial killer. Can y'all believe this shit? Shopping cart serial killer. The announcement was made at an afternoon press conference on Friday after four bodies of women were found discarded in wooded areas around Fairfax, okay? I didn't bring this to y'all last strong because I don't know why. I just figured I don't want to bring this in. When I seen it, you know what I'm saying, to give y'all a heads up, y'all got a motherfucking goddamn killing goddamn bitches and shit with a shopping cart. Bodies were found in woods and shit like that. So anyway, the police say that Robinson met his victims on dating apps. He reportedly used Target shopping carts to transport the bodies of his female victims to his favorite dumping ground after killing them. Okay? Met them online. It's a good place to meet a motherfucking killer man, right? Online, ain't it? It's a damn good place, man. God damn, man. You really want to meet a motherfucker, man. You just talk real sweet, type real nice to him and all that shit, man. They'll meet up with your ass. Yeah, man, that shit there, oh, my God, easy to get some suckers on the internet, man. Okay. Anyway, yep, the shopper cart killing, the shopping cart killer linked to four slayings in Virginia. All right, so here's what the chief of police of Fairfax said. We're here today to talk about a serial killer, and this is a phrase that I've used sparingly in my three decades in this profession. So the police found... So the police found the most recent body on December 15th. She was identified as Cheyenne Brown, 29 years old. Harrisonburg police reported two missing women were found dead on November 23rd. They were identified as 54-year-old Aline Elizabeth Beth Redmond and 39-year-old Tonita LaRice Smith. One other female victim is unidentified. The reason why we're not waiting to share this information, waiting until we get positive 100% DNA or dental verification, is because we believe that there may be other victims in the area and throughout the Commonwealth of Virginia, and we need to act now, says the chief of police, maybe. Here's the original post for on December 17th. That's when I was going to tell y'all about the shit. So... are they going to tell us about the guy they caught? They kept finding Target shopping carts, y'all. Target shop cart. That's why they want to call it the shopping cart serial killer. But I want to know how they found out it was this black ass man. So let's keep reading. WJLA reports a possible serial killer is stalking women in Virginia. Four bodies have been found in isolated areas of Fairfax County since August. The bodies of four women ages 35 to 54 have been found in the Commonwealth since August. Police said the most recent body was found Wednesday in a wooded area near the 2400 block of Fairhaven Avenue. The remains were in a container near a Target shopping cart, police said. Now, a photo of the Target shopping cart was released to the public on Friday. The shopping cart was located in a wooded area in the Alexandria section of Fairfax County. Chief Kevin Davis and Harrisonburg Police Chief Kelly Warner and Major Ed O'Carroll of the Major Crimes Unit will hold a press conference to release more details at 1:15. Now, Anthony Robinson, 35 years old, of Washington, D.C., was charged with two counts of first-degree murder and two felony counts of concealing, transporting, and altering a dead body in the homicides of two women in November, reported. Robinson was already in jail without bond when the most recent body was found this week. So I think... you was already in jail when they found the most recent. He didn't tell them where the other bodies were. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe it ain't him. Maybe they got the wrong guy. Maybe he's the scapegoat. Or maybe he is the shopping cart serial fucking killer. Think for a minute. You know? And they're not even saying how they figured out it was him. You know what I'm saying? Normally they do that, right? Don't they? Normally they say, you know, how he was caught. But we're left with nothing. She-Doc says serial killers don't usually look like us. And who is the us, She-Doc? Look like us, meaning women, like you, or us, meaning men, like Ethereum. I can't say it. I can't say it yay or nay. You know what I'm saying? You thought about being a serial killer, Ethereum? I am a serial killer, okay? I'm very serial about this shit. But you know what? They will not talk about if the women were black or white. You know what I'm saying? They're not giving us nothing. You feel me? They're not giving us nothing. Black men, I don't think as much as they hate black women, if they do, right, that they will stalk them bitches online, lure them on a date, and then kill them and dump their ass in a goddamn shopping cart and bring their bodies to the motherfucking woods. I don't think a black man goes that far with hate. If he did, I would prefer him to hate white people with his hate and then go and, you know, that type of shit. But I don't think, black people don't, we don't do no type of shit like that. We may kill you in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? We may, you know, a black nigga would kill your ass because you ain't going to give him no pussy. But a serial killer is somebody, according to what some of us know, because we studied a lot of this shit, is somebody that has feelings of abandonment by way of his mother, and that's a white man, when they go after women, or rejection from his mother, or loved his mother and won't have got them tortured the other bitches because they look just like his mother's mama gone. Some more crazy ass shit, right? So, goddamn it, we know niggas don't do no shit like that, period. Niggas are not finna do no shit like that, okay? It could be the dumbest nigga, the most sadistic nigga on the fucking planet, and he still won't do no shit like that, okay? He will not go around finding women and killing them. Okay, he just won't. He go around finding women in hopes they love him, and if they don't act right, he beat their ass, and the black bitch runs into some goddamn better women's shelter or die in the relationship and afraid to get the fuck out of that bitch. But that is as far as that go, okay? Okay, that's it. So we know this. They grab some nigga and think we going to believe that shit. Get the fuck out of here. And they ain't giving us nothing else. They ain't talking about shit else. You know what I'm saying? They ain't saying nothing else. Like, come on now. Yeah, whatever. Y'all just found this nigga, man. Just like they found Wayne Williams. You understand? They was trying to find somebody to pin it on in the 80s. And so When they figured like we could put it on Wayne Williams because he live alone by himself, he'll have no alibi, he ain't got nobody. But ain't no nigga finna go around killing black ass babies and snatching their dicks off them, okay? So ain't no, I don't give a fuck how fucked up mentally a nigga is. It's just some shit that ain't in a nigga to do. So they put it on him. Now, bam, they put it on this woman. They put on that man for killing them women. But let me tell you something. I wouldn't be surprised if these bitches was found without a goddamn womb later on. Like, shit. God damn it. I remember a black man serial killer. He said he killed 70 to 80 murders over a 30-year period. Can't remember his name. He had pictures of one being dumped. I ain't no such thing as black man serial killer. Only black man serial killer I knew that was doing it, but I knew that person was doing it because he was an MK Ultra motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He was an MK Ultra motherfucker. And remember the DC sniper? Because he was given a dossier on all the motherfuckers he need to goddamn hit. And all them people were related to the goddamn Pentagon. That's what they ain't tell you. But they did the declassified and showed, and I looked in the declassified files with the guy with the motherfucking DC sniper and his fucking son. Now, what are they doing in the, if it's random, if it's some random ass nigga and his son going around in trees knocking motherfucking random people out, then what the fuck was it doing in the FBI or the CIA confidential files? Now it's released. Go look at it. You will see it. The DC sniper is in the fucking files. Why would y'all have this nigga shit confidential files? And now it's released and you get to see that shit. And I said that DC sniper shit was all government. It's government smell on it, all of it. And they used that motherfucker to knock off some people. Yep, yep. And now it's declassified, not now, meaning today, but it ended up declassified when Trump, soon as Trump took office. And a lot of that shit is declassified. And I looked through it all, and I noticed that the DC sniper was in that motherfucker. Yep. Notice DC sniper was in that shit. Come on now. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it, boo. Think about it. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about? So, yep. So, I don't think that nigga did that shit, but who gives a fuck? If he did, he did. If he didn't, he didn't. Somebody's lying because you ain't giving us enough. All right. You ain't giving us nothing to chew on. Ain't nothing to chew on with that. Woo! All right. So, I got something for y'all. I do. I got something for y'all, motherfuckers. And I'm a, I was listening to a Dr. York class. And I can't tell you what the guy asked this motherfucker. But Dr. Your answer, even though, you know, it's amazing his answer to that question. All right, let me pull it up real quick. Because I want y'all to hear this shit. Let me see. I think this is it right here. I fucked up. Oh, I don't know which one it is. God damn it. Oh, it's pyramids dating 10,000. To 5,000 years. And was fucked up, I probably ain't gonna get no fucking sound. And probably won't give me no sound. Damn, I gotta get up and play it on the other computer. This sucks. This sucks like Chuck. Hold up. Check my sound on this bitch. Hey! Oh, it's kind of low. All right, well, and it's still scrolling. All right, well, hey, we're going to have to get it to you from, damn, I want y'all to hear this shit. Because I don't know what the question is, right? I don't know. How you know it's buffering? You're so smart. This shit just buffers, man. I got to fix this motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck is causing this. Hold up. Yeah, it's still buffering. This shit ain't going to work. But whatever the question was that let me fast forward. Whatever the question was, it had something to do with the secrets or some old shit. Yeah, I ain't no fucking sound, man. This shit is pure evil. Ain't no secrets. They were asking about whatever the guy asked this nigga, right? Let me see. Whatever the guy asked this nigga, I got to sign in. No, they said, oh, my God, my account was disabled. Oh, my God, that sucks. They won't let me in. Damn, they won't let me in. You know, YouTube disabled my account. What the fuck, them motherfuckers? YouTube, fuck you. Oh, my God. Malachi, I see your pyramids dating. Hold on, let me put it in. That's a fucking pyramid. Hold on, Malachi, I got to put it on the other. This new computer, honey, they banned my ass from this bitch, from YouTube, man. I hate them motherfuckers. Malachi, I see your pyramids. Hold on. Hold on, shout out to Pyra. Goddamn, Pyra. Hold on, Pyra. How you spell pyramid? Got a P. Pyra. Pyra, Pyra. P-R-P-Y-R-A. Pyramid. Pyramids. Dating. Back. Maybe that'll help. Yeah, damn. That's why you got to have a backup computer, man, because they hate your ad, Nicole.
Barely any investment on your part. This previous...
All right, here we go. All right, give me a second, because I'm a fast forward it, though, but just bear with this shit for a second, okay? Don't worry about this yet. Give me a second, y'all. I'm going to fast forward it. Give me a minute.
Yeah, repeat what you said. You said one at a time, north and off. So again, this is north or north. This path is north and off. That is the denial, where things are not relative because things don't relate or interact by their variance or difference. But at all, there's no variance or differences. In order to have relativity, you must have things relating one to the other. As long as we are beneath nine, whether it be an eight, it's come that four and four where the spirit, where mentally the spiritual become one, or going down. And then remember, you have the lower, it goes to the ninth chamber beneath, which starts another level of individual. The lower is physical, and the higher part becomes the spiritual. When you get to the ninth point, then you don't have any more related figures. This is why they say 10. When they say 10, they're saying 1 all over again. They started from the beginning. But the cipher, you know, is we go valueless or worthless.
You know what? I think the medical specialty is functional wellness. I think it just came. I could be wrong. Look it up. All right, here we go. Let me try to fast forward.
This for some of
the way the guys start.
For lack of a better word, there are a lot more advanced than us. But when you read about some of the things that they've done in their emotional state in terms of when you see assets and rage, she wanted information.
All right, this is it. So I'm going to rewind it back, okay? I'm going to rewind it back, all right? Goddamn, this is it. So I didn't hear the guy question at first. I was just only able to hear Dr. York answer, okay? Okay, I got to take it back just a tad bit, okay, J1? But this motherfucker is at, fuck. Give me a second. Okay, let me rewind it. I don't know why I'm having difficulties talking to you humans. All right, here we go.
So when you read about some of the things that they've done...
I'm going to take it back.
We've been given in the board, okay. The stories that we've been given in terms of in this series, that they are... For lack of a better word, there are a lot more requirements than us.
Let me take it back just a little bit.
We have another problem. But I grasp where you're going.
Mm-hmm. I gotta find it when the guy first come up and take the mic. Hold up.
Father, let him try again then. Oh, when you say suppose, you're asking me to have faith. Suppose I'm gonna go up there, I'm gonna have faith with him. So can I look at that's what I'm trying to say. It's very difficult for everybody, because you don't tell everybody what you want to say. At least express it the best way you know how. And I'll try to express it back the best way I know how. When you first explained to us about things being before hydrogen, meaning the core, and then first recognizing that as non-existent, now it being a part of existence because they identified it and made it known to the
Right.
And you also explained to us that the sub atoms or particles that exist beyond the core, outlet, which makes it, in a sense,
This ain't the question yet. Some European guy don't ask this question.
This
is coming.
Who can't see them?
Okay. And my first question about Lord and Arthur's thing about, which you already answered, I guess, about how those things that are not relatives exist in a state that doesn't have a Supreme Court, in other words. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Because the moment you get the state, we had another problem. But I grasp where you're going. Anybody else?
Here you go.
We've been given
in the pool, I think,
the stories that we've been given in terms of the series, that they are, for lack of a better word, they're a lot more advanced than us. But when you read about some of the things that they've done.
All right, this is about the Egyptians or women, okay, in ancient Egypt, such as Isis or Aset. Got it? So this is what he asking this nigga. Remember, the name of this class is Pyramids Dating 10,500 Years, True or False, uploaded by Yasif Talib Siraj El Bay.
Your emotional state in terms of when you see Aset and Ray, she wanted information. She wanted the magic word from Ray.
All right, so you hear the question, right? He's saying, like Aset, you know what I'm saying? And she wanted the magic word from Ray. Got it? I'm running back. Hold on, where am I? 1050, 1058, 1050, so y'all can hear the full question. Check this nigga answer out.
She wanted the magic word from Ray. That comes across like the same human frailty that we have today.
He said that comes to saying like the same shit we have today regarding women, whatever the fuck, that she wanted the secret word or the magic word from a man. The secret, basically, he's implying that based on the story of Aset, Isis went to the extreme to poison Ray, make his ass sick, to force this bastard to give her the magic fucking word, okay? The sacred word or the secret word. And so he says, speed it up today. This is like the same shit that's going on today regarding women. Got it? Or certain women. Not all women. None.
And not necessity?
Sorry?
And not necessity?
What do you mean by that? Not necessity.
Okay, wait.
Today.
Not necessity.
She wanted information. She wanted the magic word from Ray. That comes across like the same human frailty that we have today.
Not necessity.
And Dr. York said, is that not necessity?
Sorry?
And not necessity.
What do you mean by that? Not
if Amun Ray had a sacred word, it opened doorways to help, correct? By me wanting it. And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh.
That nigga said she wasn't supposed to have it. Hold on. Did y'all hear Dr. York's first question / answer to this nigga? Please tell me where y'all niggas at today.
I figure out a way to get it. Correct? By me wanting it.
Take it back.
If Amun Ray had a sacred word, it opened doorways to help, correct? By me wanting it. And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it.
If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes the course as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to happen.
Uh-huh. By men. We must hold it to keep her down. We must.
Did you hear that shit? The dude said, J1, the dude said she wasn't supposed to have the shit, though. And Dr. York said, why men? Men have it to keep the woman down.
Keep the secret in the lodge under the center.
Right back.
And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh. By men. We must hold it to keep her down.
Oh, he said she wasn't supposed to have it, and Dr. York say by men having it supposed to, was to keep her down. By men. Thank you, J1. Because I'm listening to it via the phone, not that loud speaker from the after party or however y'all are listening. This is difficult.
That we have today. Not necessity?
Sorry?
And not necessity?
What do you mean by that? Not necessity?
If Amun Ray had a sacred word, it opened doorways to help. Correct? By me wanting it. And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh. By men. We must hold it to keep her down. We must keep the secret in the lodge under a symbol of a two-ball pain to keep the female down, because we can't admit to the world that she is God and we're not, because we are in control now. And if we ever let go of control, she'll take control. We won't know whether she's going to get revenge for the way we treated her all these years as a mother. They were put in a position where she's being ignored for her ultimate. Well, let's go back to Christianity. Mary is being ignored.
Wait, let's take it back.
Christ is giving the credit.
Let's take that shit back. Look, J1, you woke up. You don't need no flex seed right now, do you, baby? Check this shit.
Not necessity?
Sorry?
And not necessity?
What do you mean by that?
If Ray had a sacred word, it opened doorways to help, correct? By me wanting it. And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh. By men.
Sacred.
By men. We must hold it to keep her down. We must keep the secret in the lodge under the symbol of a two-ball pain to keep the female down, because we can't admit to the world that she is God and we're not, because we are in control now. And if we ever let go of control, she'll take control. We won't know whether she's going to get revenge for the way we treated her all these years as a mother. This woman is being put in a position where she's being ignored for her ultimate. Well, let's go back to Christianity. Mary